One thing we must know, what is a Christian?
有一件事我们必须知道，什么是基督徒？
What is a Christian?
什么是基督徒？
Make it simple.
简单一点说。
To be Christ-like.
就是像基督一样。
Means to imitate Christ.
就是效法基督。
Let's read the Bible.
我们一起来读圣经。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
28:28.
We
have read that many, many times.
我们读这一节已经读了很多遍了。
But
但是
we only read the first part.
我们常常只读前半段。
28:28. Right. What we read usually.All things work together.
就万事都互相效力。
Good. And we stop.
然后我们就停了。
But the most important thing actually is the second point.
这后半部分才是更重要的。
Those who love God.
就是爱神的人。
Because in the New Testament at that time, if you believe God.
旧约那个时候呢，如果你信神的话。
You'll be persecuted.
你会被逼迫的。
You must love God.
所以 你得爱神。
Those who are Christian, they love God.
那些基督徒他们爱神。
That is a automatic assumption.
就等于就是自动的会有这么一个。
But here now we are not.
身上。
We come, we say we are Christian. We don't even come to the church.
但是我们今天的不仅没有逼迫，反而不愿意来教会。这是我们。北美的这个基督徒的生活。
So in that context, love God means all Christians.
在这个处境下的这个意思就是所有的基督徒。
Because they will endure suffering in order to attend the church.
他们呢会受到逼迫患难，是为了要去教会，他们受这个逼迫患难。
The first part we know.The middle part,
前半段我们已经知道了，
we don't
中间那一段
we don't understand.
我们不明白。
God wants us to love.
神要我们去爱，爱他。
But the most important part is the last.
最重要的部分是最后面的。
Who has been called?
这是被招的。
You are called.
你们是被招的。
According to His purpose.
是按他的旨意。
God called you not because you chose God. God chose you.
神呼召你的是神，他呼召你。不是你选择他。
Ephesians chapter 1,
在以弗所书第一章。
I can see everybody. Yeah, yeah.
在以弗所书第一章里面。
Yeah. Okay, good enough.You are called.
What's that?
That's okay.
Focus. Yeah, chapter
1. You are called according to his purpose.
就是你是按他的旨意被召的。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
He chose us in him before the creation of the world.
在基督里面就拣选了我们，而且是在创立世界以前拣选我们。
You already chosen.
你已经被拣选了，你已经被呼召了。在神在创世之前就已经。
It's not an accident. You know, suddenly you become a Christian.
所以这不是偶然的。我们成为基督徒，变成基督徒不是偶然的。
Before the creation of the world, Jenny already
在创世之前
chosen by God.
Jenny 就已经被神拣选了。
And called by God.
神就呼召他出来。
That's no accident.
这不是偶然的事件。
But after so many thousands of years, then Jenny come to exist.
他拣选之后几千年后，他就来到我们教会。
And God already chose her.
神早就已经选择了他。
Then she believed.
然后他就相信了。
Of course, she must believe.
当然，他必须是相信的。
That's the part we must do.
这个是他得做到了这一点，他是信的。
Continue.
继续。
And He chose us before the creation of the world.
他在创世前就拣选了我们。
In love,
成为圣洁。
Because he loved you, God created you because he loved you.
他是在爱里面。
That's only reason God created you because he loved you.
他造了你，是因为他爱你。
He created you to love you.
他造了你，他爱你。
And not only that, he loved you more than you love yourself.
他爱你是多过于你爱你自己。
God is love, that's why God is love.
神是爱。
The Bible never say God has love.
圣经上没有说是神有这个爱。
Or God gives love.
神给出这个爱。
God is love.
神他自己就是爱。
He loved you before the creation of the world.
在创世之前就爱你了。
Then,
然后呢?
He made you his son.
他呼召成为他的儿子
through Jesus Christ,
通过耶稣基督
in according to his pressure and calling,
是通过他的这一个宝贵的这样一个呼召
a lot of translation, according to his pressure and calling, he's called you,
他呼召你有一个目标有一个目的
the same as Romans chapter 8, 28, God calls you,
罗马书八章二十八节里面说：“神呼召你。”
You are under His care even before you were born.
你在他的照顾之下，甚至在你还没有出生以前，就已经在他的看护之下了。
Do you think things happen to you are accident? No.
你觉得这些事发生在你身上是偶然的吗
？Everything happened to you is no accident.
一切事情发生在我们身上都不是偶然的。
We must accept as God's will the actual things happening to you every day instead of complaining things.
所以我们就每天都接纳神量给我们的这一切而不会去抱怨这些。
Everything is written in heaven already.
这一切都已经写好了。
Because he wrote the story, you did not write your own story.
他写好了这一切的故事不是我们写我们的故事是他已经写好了。
You are under his care.
所以你在他的看护之下
Under his love
在他的爱中
He chose you according to his calling
拣选你是按照他的呼召拣选了你
Before the creation of the world
在这个创世之前就已经选择了你
And he do it because of love
他这样做是因为爱
One to one
是单对单的爱
Each person is different
他单独对你的这份爱
And according to his will, that's why his passion and will.
他的旨意。
God is happy to have you.
神很喜悦有你这样一个宝贵的孩子。
He created you to love you, only for a reason. One reason is to love you.
他创造了你是因为他爱你。这只有一个原因，他就是因为爱你。
That's why everything will work together for the good.
这就为什么说这一切都会互相效益。
Because God created you from the beginning in His plan,
在他的计划中
His calling,
在创世之前就已经有这个呼召了。
God did not call everybody.
他并没有呼召所有人。
And not everybody will accept Christ.
也不会所有人都会接受耶稣。
And He made you His son or His daughter because He loved you. You are in His family.
但他拣选你成为他的儿女。
That's why Ephesians, the whole epistle of Ephesians, the epistle of the Ephesians is about God's family.
这是在以弗所书里面所讲的这个意思，就是我们要成为神的家人。
The whole chapter,
整个
the whole book,
整本书，整本这个以弗所书。
It's about God's family.
是关于这个神的家。
We are the citizen of the kingdom.
我们又同时又是天国里面的子民。
And this is our new home.
这是我们新的家。
We are family.
我们是一家人。
That gives us tremendous hope.
这给我们极大的盼望。
Because this is new.
因为这是新的。
A new family.
新的家
A new kingdom
新的国
A new status
是新的一个身份
We are new humanity.
是新的。
We are a new humanity.
我们是新的人类。
In this world of chaos,
在这个混乱的这个世界中，我们却成为了新造的人。
You are tremendously blessed.
所以你们真的是有极大的祝福。
That's why all things happen.
就所有的一切事情在发生
for your good.
却是为我们效力。
It's because He called you, He loved you, He already prepared everything for you.
呼召了你，他爱你，他预备的一切是为你的。
God give you the big picture.
神给你一个大的一个。
You don't need to worry because He loves you until the end.
是他爱你会直爱到最后。
He demonstrates His love in Jesus Christ. He died for you.
他已经把他的爱已经通过耶稣基督向你显明了。
If someone died for you, you know this guy or this girl must be, you know, trustworthy.
如果有人是为你而死的话，你就知道这个人他是可靠的。
We thought, you know, oh, that's an accident.
我们会觉得说，哎呀，这个
可能是 or that's some bad luck.
偶然的吧，那这可能就不幸的事情这样发生了吧。
Or something happened, I got a bad deal.
或者说，可能我就是这个交易有点失败。
Or someone make a mistake.
或者可能有人犯了
点错误。Or I make a mistake.
或者我犯了点错误。
Other people make a mistake.
或者别人犯了点错误。
Then we blame everybody.
然后我们就是。抱怨别人。
Look at Joseph.
我们看看约瑟。
All things happen for the good.
你看，一切都是为了益处。
At the end of his life, he said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good."
在最后结束的时候，他说：“你们的意思是邪的，是恶的，但是神的意思却是好的，是善的。”
Genesis 50:20.
就是在创世纪。
He said, "I cannot replace God. That's God's arrangement, God's plan."
这是神的计划。
Now I understand.
现在我明白了。
God bring good from evil.
神从这个邪恶之中却给带出这个。
Every day, God bring good from evil, only for His children.
但这一切只是为他的儿女。
So you can see.
所以你可以看到。
That's no bad break. That's no bad accident.
所以没有说很糟糕的这个偶发事件。
All things for the good.
这一切都是为了我们的益处。
God even can use the wrong people to do the right thing.
神甚至可以用这些你看起来是错误的人，神却可以带出益处，为你而营造了这样的益处。
I got a bad boss.
所以你会说，哎呀，我的老板太糟糕了。
No, that's no accident. God wants you to learn how to love the unlovable.
但这个不是偶然的，是神是要让你呢，在这个老板之他的手下学到怎么去忍耐着去爱。
I lost someone, I lose my job.
所以我比如说我丢了工作。
No accident, because God wants you to learn how to rely on Him.
神是要让你去学习怎样去依赖他，依靠他。
God give you a new job.
神给你一份新的工作。
The job may be different.
这工作可能是
不一样。You can work at so many different jobs in your life.
在生活人生当中，你有很多的工作。
But the calling is the same.
但呼召却是不变的。
God call you to be His children.
呼召你要成为他的儿女。
As a children, you also must act like a children.
作为神的儿女。
Act like a child.
你就是要像一个他的儿女。
If you are God's children, the Holy Spirit come to you.The Holy Spirit come to you.
圣灵来到你身上。
Enable you.
使你能够。
To imitate Christ.
可以效法基督。
Because you are God's children. And He give you the DNA. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will make you strong.
儿女，神的圣灵在你里面，他就是你的 DNA。
Jeremiah Ezekiel
在
36, Jeremiah 32 is talking about God give you the Holy Spirit
神给你圣灵
so you can follow.
所以你就可以跟从他。
Now you have the power.
现在你就有了能力。
Not only he call you, he give you the power too.
不仅他呼召了你，他可以给你能力。
You're under his care even before you were born.
你在他的眷顾之下，甚至在你还没有出生的时候
Isaiah 44
就已经是这样了。在以赛亚书44章里面就是
Isaiah 46 even more
在以赛亚书46节里面讲了更加的
even when you are getting old
深刻他说甚至到你老了
your hair turn red
你的头发都白了
I'm I still carry you.
我仍然眷顾你。
I still care about you.
我仍然关注你。
You are like a baby to me. I still carry you.
你仍然像个婴孩，我抱着你。
And not only that, in Isaiah 49.
不仅如此，以赛亚书四十章四十九章那个地方。
And God said, I know you by name.
神说，我按你的名认得你。
I know you by name.
我按你的名认得你。
See, it's no accident.
你看。不是偶然的。
Your birth is not an accident.
你的出生不是偶然的。
God knows you by name.
神爱你的名。
Not only know you by name.
不仅他认得你。
Same thing, Isaiah 49.
以赛亚书四十九章里面同样说到。
He engraves your name into his hand.
他把你的名字铭刻在他的掌上。
Your name is in his hand.
两只手。
Do you think doesn't care about you? No.
你觉得他没有眷顾你吗？
He knows you more than you know yourself.
他认得你多过于你了解你自己。
He knows we are children of God. We have a new humanity. We belong to the new kingdom of God.
现在呢，我们是新造的人，我们是他的儿女，我们是新的人类。
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
任何人。在基督里面，他就是新造的人。
Second Corinthians chapter 5:17. Anyone in Christ is a new creation.
在腓立比后书第五章十七节里面就写到。
Why? Because God gave you the Holy Spirit.
为什么会是新造的人呢？是因为神给了你圣灵。
One of my friends said, "I want to be a fish."
我有个朋友说，我想成为一条鱼。
That's okay. It's very carefree and easy. But you need to have.The spirit of the fish.
但你得要有这个鱼的那个灵啊。
You becoming a fish.
你才会成为一个条鱼。
You want to be a dog?
你想成为一条狗，没问题啊。
You got to have the spirit.
那你得要有这个狗的那个灵在你里面。
To be God's children, you must have the spirit.
作为一个神的儿女，你要成为神的儿女，你得有那个灵在你里面。
Of God like Jesus Christ.
就是像耶稣基督这样。
That's the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵。
That's why when you believe,
这是为什么说当你相信的时候。
In Ephesians chapter 1, God chose you, not only chose you according to His calling, then He put His Spirit in you.
拣选你，他就把圣灵放在你里面。
To guarantee,
来保证
，you will come home.
你会回到天家。
Now suddenly you becoming,
所以
God's children.
突然间，你成为了神的儿女。
You have God's spirit.
你有神的灵。
That's why you are a Christian.
这就为什么说你是基督徒了。
That's why you are a new creation.
这就为什么说你是新造的人。
That's why you are a new humanity.
这就为什么说你是新的人。
That's why you have a new home.
这就为什么说你有新的家。
You have. That's why you are a new citizen in heaven.
你有个新的一个公民的身份。
That's why you must have a new habit too.
这就为什么说你也得要有新的一个生活习惯。
You say I'm a children of God. You act like you are living in this world like everybody.
如果说我们是神的儿女，但我们却像这个世上的一样，世上的人一样生活。
God's children must follow, imitate Christ.
儿女必须得要效仿耶稣基督。
And the Holy Spirit in you, that's the Spirit of Christ will help you.It will help you to achieve that.
神的灵呢，基督的灵，他会帮助你可以实现。
So when we have our problems,
所以当我们有麻烦的时候
，Everybody look good today.
我们今天大家都看起来都挺好的。
Yeah. So suddenly in the afternoon, you receive a phone call.
突然间，今天下午你接到个电话
，You mess up everything.
然后什么都乱了。
You becoming worried.
然后你就开始紧张了。
We ask why.
然后你就问说：“神啊，为什么
？”We assume, hey, this is a blackberry. This is bad.
我们就会说：“哎，这个太糟了。
”As a Christian,
在作为基督徒
，we don't look at things this way.
我们不会这样看。
We accept everything as God's will.
我们接受每一件事情都是从神而来的。
Every
每一件事情
，as something it comes from God.
都是从神来的。
Because God allows it to come to us.
因为神允许它发生在我们身上。
You're under God's care.
你在神的眷顾之中。
Before the creation.
在创世之前就已经是这样。
Before you were born.
在你出生之前就已经神在
There's no accident.
预备了。
Even a bird,
没有偶然的。
Even the Bible, Jesus said, even a bird coming down, there's no accident.
连一只鸟从天上掉下来都不是偶然的。
And your hair,
你的头发
is count every day.
都被神数算过。
He knows all the details.
他知道每一个细节。
The only reason why the problem come is
问题来的原因只有一个。
God allow it.
神允许的。
He allow it why? Because he wants.
为什么呢
？Push you to trust him.
因为他要推动你去信靠他。
You have to thank him.
你得要感谢他。
Without problem, we don't pray.
如果没有问题麻烦的话，我们都不会祷告。
Without problem, we don't read the Bible.
我们没有麻烦的话，我们都不会去读圣经。
After 9/11.
这911事件之后
，All the church in the USA, you know, is packed with people.
美国的教会都已经满了人。
Maybe problem is a blessing in disguise.
也许这个麻烦，这个患难是化了妆的祝福。
So the Bible says God sends something because you need it.
圣经说，神允许这些事情发生在你身上，是你需要的。
So everything happened to you for a reason. God
has a plan. 所以每一件事情发生在你身上呢，神是有个计划的。
Last time when we talk about it, is you just trust.
上次我们讲到信靠。
You don't need to ask why.
你不需要问为什么。
Because when you ask why,
当你问为什么
，you going back to the past.
你就会走回头路了。
And if God usually don't answer why, but if he answer,
神也不会回答你为什么。如果他回答的话
，if he answer, you will not happy with the answer.
如果他回答你的话，你不会喜欢他的答案。
Because you want the answer of your desire.
因为你想要他的答案是满足你的欲望。
In the Bible, that happened. You know, some prophet asked God why. God gave him why, but he said why.
圣经里面有些先知他会
问
为什么？神反问他说：“你为什么要问为什么
？”That's why Psalm 42. Don't ask why. All you need to do just
这诗篇四十一章
is a calling of God. God wants you to rely on Him. Just come to Him.
神有个呼召，你就来到他的面前来。
The only reason God wants you
有一个原因，就是神要让你去对付这些问题。
Because He wants you to imitate Jesus Christ.
就是要让你去效法。
In Christ, life is full of problem.
在
In Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里面。
In His life.
在他的生命里面。
Yeah, full of problem.
也是充满了患难的。
But one thing you must learn.
但有一件事情
As a Christian, you say imitating Christ is too big, the story to be Christ like is too big. But I want you to ask only one question.
如果你会觉得说，哎呀，效法基督这个实在是太伟大了一件事情了，做不到。但我就问你一个。
When things happen,
当这些事情发生的时候
，the first thing you must accept.
首先一件事情你必须得接受的。
And come to God.
来到神面前。
You don't ask why.
你不用问为什么
，You accept it，
你接受
，Because we are proud，
因为我们有骄傲
，We are not humble，
我们不谦卑
，We think we can figure things out，
我们常常会觉得我们自己能搞定
，We think everything depends on me，
我们会觉得一切事情都是我来搞定
，That's the biggest lie，
这个是最大的谎言
，Because the Bible said everything depends on God，
圣经上说一切都得要靠神
，God wants you，
神需要你
，To know。
知道
You're limited.
你是有限的
You must humble.
你必须得要谦卑
People are not humble.
但我们人是不会谦卑的
Even God's children are not humble.
甚至神的儿女也不会谦卑
We keep asking why.
我们就会不断地问
We keep telling God, you know, this is bad for me.
我们会对神说这个对我实在太糟糕了
You complain, you know, this guy make a mistake.
说这个家伙为什么犯这个错
Right? So he did something wrong to me.
他为什么会对我这样对我
？The Bible says, "No, everything is from God."
说不，一切都是从我而来的。
Jesus never complained. Jesus always accept, and he said, "God, here I am. I do your will."
耶稣呢，却是接受一切量到他身上的事。他说：“神啊，我到你面前来完成你的工作。
You prepare me to finish your calling.
来预备我来。”实现你的呼召。
Then he asked God.
然后他就呼求神。
What would you want me to do?
你需要我做什么呢？
So Christian only one, ask one question.
基督徒只问一个问题。
It's not about the past.
不是过去的。
It's not about the future.
也不是未来的。
It's about now.
就是现在的。我们去问神。
God.
神啊。
You love me.
你爱我。
In this situation.
在这样的困境中。
What would you want me to do?
你需要我做什么？
How do you want me to do?
你需要我怎
么去做？ How do you want me to deal with this?
你需要我怎么去应对这样的事情？
We try to do it in our own strength, our wisdom.
我们会按照我们的自己的聪明去做这些事，去对付这些事情。
But we must imitate Jesus.
但我们得效法基督。
Never try to deal with anything with your own strength, with your own wisdom.
靠我们自己的力量，
never.
靠我们自己的小聪明，绝不。
Even when you sleep, try not to sleep in your own strength. Sleep in God's strength.
睡觉也不要靠自己的力量睡觉。
You can sleep better.
神的力量睡觉，你会睡得更好。
Try it.
试试。
Because God loves you.
因为神爱你。
You just tell God. I cannot sleep.
我睡不着。
Give me sleep.
给我安稳觉。
You just tell God.
你是对神说。
I cannot do it.
我做不到。
You do it.
你来，请你。
You just tell God.
你就对神说。
I'm not happy.
我今天不开心。
Give me happiness.
请给我。
Give me joy.
一份喜乐。
You tell God, I have no hope.
你对神说，我发现没盼望了。
Give me hope.
请你给我盼望。
And last sermon, when Jesus asked, "Do you believe I can heal your son?"
上一篇道里面我没有读到，耶稣问说：“你相信我能医治好你的儿子吗？”
And the father said,
那个父亲说
"I don't believe."
他的意思是说我没法信啊。
But have I believed?
但是你帮助我，让我
能够信。Have I unbelieved?
帮助我的这个不幸啊，真的是。
You admit you are powerless.
就是你，其实你一点力量都没有。
And you need God to help you.
你需要神来帮助你。
You say I have no joy now.
你会说我今天没有喜乐。
God give me joy.
神啊，你给我喜乐。
And this can apply to anything. I have no peace.
这个在任何处境中，任何方面都是一样。
Have my
我没有平安。
Help me.
帮助我。
I have no love. Help me.
我没法去爱，请你帮助
我。Help me to love.
可以去爱。
God wants you to pray this prayer.
神要你做这样的祷告。
God will answer the prayer.
神会回应你的祷告。
As a Christian, that's the first thing you do.
作为基督徒，这是我们首先要做的。
Humble.
谦卑。
The fruit of spirit is humility and gentleness.
这也是其中的一个生命的。
Humble yourself. No, not everything depends on me. Everything depends on God.
温柔，这一切呢都得要靠神。
The world is different. The world, everything depends on yourself.
这个世界就不一样，这个世界是全是靠自己。
That's called self-reliance.
这是自我依靠。
Self-sufficiency.
自我有效。
Recording in progress.
And but God said this is wrong.This is not from me.
这不是从
Recording stopped.
Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding.
就是不要依靠自己的聪明，要专心依靠神。
Psalm 127. Everything depends on God.
圣经里面也讲到，诗篇里面讲说，一切都得要靠神。
So not try to do anything in your own power.
所以不要靠着自己的力量。
You ask God first.As a Christian,
你先寻求神。
New Christian, old Christian,
作为基督徒，无论是
because we are new creation,
无论是老基督徒还是新基督徒，我们都得要先求神。
Our power is from God.
我们的能力是从神而来。
God's way is the best way.
神的道路是最好的道路。
How do you want me to deal with this?
我求问神，我应该怎样去应对这样的处境
？30 years ago, that's called WWJD.
在三十年前有一个词叫做 WWJD.
What would Jesus do?
就是 WWJD 是 What would Jesus do? 就是耶稣会怎么样做呢
？That's very simple because you imitate Christ. You ask what would Jesus do in this situation?
所以就说你在这个处境当中，你就设想说耶稣他会怎么做呢？在这件事情上。
You can use it again.
你也可以这样用。
JD
对 WWJD 这个缩写就是这样。
What would Jesus do?
就是耶稣会怎么做呢
？When you go to a nightclub,
当你去那个
get drunk
夜总会，你喝酒喝醉了。
Before you walk in,
然后在你走进去之前
，You ask what would Jesus do?
你就问问神，耶稣会怎么做？耶稣会这样喝醉酒吗？喝得烂醉？
He said you can have wine, but don't get drunk.
耶稣他也有喝酒，但是他从来不会酗酒醉酒。
When you go some places,
当你去一些地方
，Would Jesus go there?
耶稣会去这样的地方吗
？When you do something, hey, that's the way I want to do my business.
你想做一些事情，比如说做这样一个某个生意。
Before you do it.
你要做的时候，你就问说：“耶稣会做这件事情吗
？”Would Jesus do under table thing？
耶稣会做这个私底下这个交易吗
？So very simple.
所以很简单。
You ask God first. You ask first. When the situation come，
当这个处境来的时候
，You don't say that's a bad thing. This is from God.
你不要说这个是倒霉运，这个都是从神而来的。
Every problem。Become an opportunity.
每一件事情呢，发生在你身上都会是个机遇。
To test your faith.
来，他这个时机呢，是来测试你的信心。
God is different. He preparing you for the new kingdom, the new family.
他是预备的你，是为这个将来这个新的这个神的国度来预备的。
We only thinking about
我们却想到的是地上的事。
Short term thinking.
就是短期的这个思维。
We must have a big picture thing.
我们得要一个大的一个图片。
This is not my home.
长远的景象。
God is preparing me.
神在预备我们。
For the new home.
是为了这个。
We are going home.
我们正在回家的路上。
Before you go home, He must prepare you.
在回家之前，神在预备你，在装备你。
To have the character of Christ.
好让你有一个基督的这样一个。
You cannot be perfect. You cannot be Christ, but you can learn.
当然，你不可能是完美的像基督一样，但你可以学习。
Why? Because
为什么呢
？He gave you the Holy Spirit.
因为他把圣灵放在你里面的。
What's the fruit of Spirit? Paul last week he talked about that.
圣灵的果子是什么呢
？Love,
仁爱、喜乐、
peace、
和平、
patience、
忍耐。
Kindness,
恩慈
goodness,
良善
faithfulness,
信实
gentleness,
温柔
self-control,
节制
self-control actually is God control. God does not want you to
节制其实是神
you cannot control yourself.
控制不是你控制
you use God's word to control you.
你不能是你其实是你是靠神来控制
God gave you this. Why?
神给你这一切，神为什么给你这一切这个圣灵的果子呢
？That's the seeds.
这是这个种子啊，有个种子在你里面了。
The unbelief, they don't have it. If you're not a new
不信神的人是不会
in God's new family. If not the children of God, the new humanity, you don't have the Holy Spirit.
神在一个。
You are new humanity.
你是个新造的人。
But if you are not, you don't have the seat of the Holy Spirit.
但如果你不是新造的人的话，你是不会有圣灵的。
That makes the difference.
这个是不一样的。
But Celine will ask me, "Hey, today."
Celine 会问我说，今天
I don't have joy.
今天我不开心哦。
And Kevin will say,
"Kevin 会说
，I don't have peace."
我今天没有平安感觉。
And Richard may say,
Richard
"I don't feel love."
我不感觉到爱。
But the Bible say,
但圣灵说
"The seed is there."
的种子在那里。
Even you don't feel it.
即使你感觉不到
，you still have it.
你仍然是有的。
The non-Christian, the one don't believe this, they don't have it.
非基督徒呢，他们就连那个种子都没有。
Only God's children have it.
只有神的儿女才有这个种子。
Even you don't feel it.
即使你感觉不到。
Even you,
即使你
don't feel God,
感觉不到神。
God is still working.
神仍然在那里工作。
You don't feel the joy is still there.
你感觉不到喜乐，那个喜乐也在那里。
Because it's eternal.
因为那个是永恒里面
的。The Holy Spirit in you.
圣灵在你里面。
Already give you the foundation.
神已经给了你这个种子，作为这个根基，已经在那里了。
You just need to connect to that.
你只需要跟这个连接起来。
The electric outlet is there.
就像这个电那个插座在那里。
If your cell phone is out of power,
你手机没电了。
Doesn't mean there's no power.
不代表说没有电。
You just need to connect to the power.
你是需要插到那个插座上。
How to connect to the power?
怎么样去连到那个插座呢？
That's exactly the same question.
哎，这个是同样的问题来了。
How do you want me to do with this?
你怎样，你神啊，你要我怎样去应对这样的处境？
You connect to God's power.
哎，你要接到神的能力上。
Tremendous power.
这神有着无穷的力量。
Not the human power. You don't ask your boss how do you want me to do with that.
你不是去问那个老板，老板你要我怎么做？不是这样。
The boss has only one answer.
那个老板只有一个答案。
Make more money.
哎，多赚点钱。
Doesn't care. I don't under table whatever.
他才不管你呢，你要私下交易怎么？暗处的这个手段赚来的钱我都不管。
If you ask people, ask yourself, ask the world,
按你自己啊，问你自己，问这个世界
，you find more trouble.
你会只会得到更多的麻烦。你会
，you do the wrong thing.
你会失去力量，你会做错事情。
That's why you say I don't have joy, I don't have love, I don't have peace, I don't have patience, I don't have
没有平安
，any of the
我没有忍耐。一点圣灵的果子我都没有。
But still there, because those are eternal.
仍然在那里。
You just need to connect to them.
你就需要跟他连接起来。
As a Christian,
作为基督徒
，You ask the question is to connect.
你就问这个问题，来使你能够跟神连接到一起。
God is the joy, God is the love, God is the love, joy, peace, everything in God.
他是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
He's a fountain of life.
他都有。
Psalm 36. He's a fountain of life.
全员在圣经里面讲到
，You need to connect to him.
你需要连到他那里。
You need to swim in the ocean of God.
你要去游到这个神的海洋中。
Right? You don't want to be a fish, you know, walking on the ground.
你不想要成为一条鱼在这个地上走。
It's horrible.
太悲惨了。
A fish is decided to swim in the ocean.
我们这个鱼的它的盼望在游到海洋里面。
God's children is decided.
神的儿女呢，这一切都已经被命定了。
Yes. To live in the kingdom of God, to connect to God.
要活在神的国度里面，就跟神连在一起。
Every day.
每一天。
That's why Jesus used example.
这就为什么说耶稣用了一个比喻。
I'm the wine.
我是葡萄树。你们是枝子。
If you connect to me,
如果你连在我身上
you bear a lot of fruit.
你就会结出许多果子来。
If you don't,
如果你不
you are miserable.
你就会很悲惨了。
That's why you need to connect.
这就为什么说你需要
How to connect? Jesus teaches us how to connect.
连接到耶稣那里，耶稣教我们怎么样去连接到他那里。
The wine and the branches is very simple.
他说就是葡萄树跟枝子。
That's a simple parable.
很简单的一个比喻。
You all have your university degree, you know, a lot of education. But in the old days, they're farmers.
They have 大学的这个学历。
Jesus talking to farmer.
但是那耶稣那个时代，他是对那些农夫在讲
话。He used a simple parable.
他用的是很简单的比喻。
I'm the one, you're the branch.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Connect to me.
你要在我里面连。
Draw power from me.
你可以从我身上得力量。
Pray to me.
你向我祷告。
Read my words.
来读我的话语。
Trust me.
来信靠我。
Obey me.
顺服我。
That's why he said.
这是为什么说
？You connect me, you bear much fruit.
你连在我身上，你就多结果子。
But if
但如果
you separate from me,
你离了我
，you will dry up, become useless.
你就会枯干
，for burning.
就什么都没用了，只会丢在火里面被烧了。
I'm the wine, you are the branches.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
If you are in me, I am in you.
你在我里面，我就在你里面。
You bear much fruit.
你就会结出许多的果子。
If you don't,
如果你不
，you will be like a branches cutting off.
你会就像那枯干的枝子被砍下来。
That's not what a branch is for. A branch is supposed to connect to the vine.
这个枝子不是要这样被枯干的，它应该要连到这个树上的。
You say I'm not happy. Why? Because you.
你说我不开心，为什么呢？
Because you're connected to the world.
因为你连到了这个世界上。
You connect to your boss.
你连到你的老板那里去。
You connect to YouTube.
你连到那个 YouTube 上去了。
You connect to the stock market and internet all day long.
连到这个那个互联网上去了。
That's why you dry up.
每天都在上网。
That's why you dry up.
你枯干了。
You're not close to God.
你却没有亲近神。
The key Jesus used that.
关键的就是。
Connect to me.
耶稣说要连到我身
上。Not only connect to me.
不仅连到我身上。
Remain.
却要留在我身上。
想在我身上。
藏在我身上。
The key is always.
这个关键词就是常常在我里面。藏在我里面。
Not just morning, I read the Bible.
不只是早晨我读一下圣经。
In the afternoon,
下午
I do things under the table.
我去做私下的这个。
At night, you know, before I sleep, I watch 2 hours YouTube.
我就是两个小时，我上那个 YouTube
。The branches mess up.
那个枝子就
You're not remaining.
就麻烦了，出问题了。
Remaining.
你就没有留在神里面。
Remaining.
要藏在它里面。
50 times a day.
只要每天要50次。
Not enough.
要祷告够不够呢
？Remain，
要留在他那里面，
藏在我里面，
藏在我里面
，all day long，
整天都在他里面
，not just 1 hour，
不只是一个小时
，2 hours，
两个小时
，all day long you ask，
整天都在他那里。
How do you want me to do this？
你怎样？你神啊，你要我怎么去
？How do you want me to
面对这样的事情呢
？To watch the YouTube，
你要让我怎么样去看这个 YouTube 呢？
And God said, don't watch YouTube, just listen to
some sermon.
There's some sermon in the YouTube. There's some sermon, you can listen to
that. YouTube 上也有讲道啊。
And no, don't, you say, I have no joy.
我没有喜乐。
Then read the Bible.
那你就看看圣经，祷告。
When you pray, you have joy.
当你祷告的时候，你就有喜乐了。
You know that? The Bible.
你知道吗?
We don't have time to read all the Bible. The Bible says the one thing when you start to connect.
但是有件事就是你当你连到神那里的时候。
When you start to remain.
当你开始留在他那里面。
You start to bear fruit.
哎，你就开始结果子了。
The most simple fruit is joy.
这个最简单的一个果子就是喜乐。
How? Pray.
怎么样可以有呢？祷告。
When you pray, you close to God.
当你祷告的时候，你就亲近神。
When you close to God, Psalm 105, Psalm 43, you know, talking about when you close to God.
诗篇里面就讲到说，当你亲近神的时候
，The first thing is joy will come.
首先就是喜乐会临到你。
In New Testament,
在新约里面
，Jesus said,
耶稣说
，Rejoice always.
常常喜乐。
Pray always.
常常祷告。
Give thanks always.
要常常感恩。
When you pray, you have joy.
当你祷告的时候，你就有喜乐。
And Paul, you know, in Philippians chapter 1,
保罗在这个腓立比书第一章里面
he wrote to the Philippians.
他写的是腓立比书是
他写的。He's in prison.
他那个时候在监狱里面。
In a dire situation, he's facing a death penalty.
在这个非常这个危险的一个处境里面。
It's a death penalty.
他是面临要被判要被判死刑了。
He's not in jail for 1 year, 2 years, 4 years.
他不是被监狱里关了一年两年，已经关了四年了。
You say I go through this, you know, for 2 years already. No.
你会说，哎呀，我已经在监狱里面两年了。
Even,
即使
Apostle Paul,
使徒保罗
，the servant of God.
这是神的仆人。
Stay in prison for 4 years.
他都在监狱里面待了四年。
And he still prays God.
他仍然可以祷告神。
He told the Philippian church,
赞美神。
I'm really happy with you.
他对那个腓立比教会说，我真的很为你们高兴啊。
We start the church together.
他说我们一起建立了这个教会。
And now I pray for you.
现在我为你们祷告。
But I will not pray. I pray with joy.
但我现在的祷告，我是带着喜乐祷告。
With joy.
喜乐。
That's impossible. He's in jail.
怎么可能呢？他在监狱里面被关着，他哪里来喜乐
呢？ Facing death penalty.
他要面临这个被判死刑了。
And he said, you know,
他说
I pray with joy.
他说我是带着喜乐。
And actually, Philippians is the chapter, the epistle of joy.
在
epistle of joy. It's a letter of joy.
哦、oh, ，这是一本这喜乐的书，就是那个
16 times
腓立比书，十六次
，more than any Bible, any book of the Bible talk about joy，
就是他提到这个喜乐是远远超过圣经里面其他的这个书。
He was facing death penalty，
但是他在那个时候他却要面临这个
in the most difficult time，
这是最困难的艰苦的这个处境。
He prayed，
他祷告
，He prayed with joy，
他带着喜乐祷告。
And he says 16 times, one time he said, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always.
喜乐，常常喜乐在主里面。
That's in chapter 4, right?
这是第四章。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
就是在主里常常喜乐。
And I say again,
啊，我再说。
Rejoice in the Lord.
要在主里常常喜乐。
Not rejoice in the situation.
不是在这个处境中喜乐。
Not rejoice in the faith.Death penalty.
不是在这个死刑中喜乐。
Unless he's crazy.
除非他有精神有问题。
The Bible never teaches us to rejoice in the bad situation.
圣经中从来没有说你是因为这个悲惨这个处境而喜乐。
The Bible said, "Don't be troubled by trouble."
想说却是不要被这个这个处境给。让你忧伤。
Rejoice, not the trouble.
你要喜乐，不是在这个。
Not rejoice in the trouble.
不是因为这个患难给你喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord.
而是在主里面，主让你喜乐。
That's why even there's no joy.
这就为什么说，即使没有喜乐
，God's joy is still in you.
那个喜乐其实也在你里面。
Because the Holy Spirit.
因为是圣灵。
The fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
It's in you.
就在你里面。
You can choose joy.
就你可以选择喜乐。
In the most difficult situation.
就是在最艰苦的这个处境中。
How?
怎么样呢？可以做到吗？
Just pray.
就是祷告。祷告。
You don't even need to read the Bible, you pray.
你甚至你都可以不用读圣经，但是你就至少要祷告。
Because when you pray, you can talking to God.
因为你祷告，你就可以跟神连到一起。
The Bible says when you pray, you are close to God.
当你祷告的时候，你跟神亲近了。
When you close to God,
当你亲近神的时候
，God is the source of love, joy, peace, patience.
神就是仁爱、喜乐的这个
love, joy, peace,
仁爱的这个泉源。
You say, I don't understand.
仁爱、喜乐
，I don't understand how.
和平就会连到你。你会问说为什么？
Of course, you don't understand. This is supernatural.
我没法明白，但你可以明白的，因为这个是
This is eternal.
这个是超自然的。
It's a gift of God for His children.
这是神的礼物，是他给他的儿女的。
You can claim joy. You can choose joy.
你可以选择喜乐。
Even you don't feel it.
你可以，即使你感觉不到。
Exactly, because you don't feel it, you choose it.
就是恰恰是因为你感觉不到，但你仍然选择去喜乐。
And Job,
在约伯记那里
，Chapter 27,
在第二十七章那
里 ，Job talking about joy too.
约伯也讲到喜乐。
We turn to 27.
我们看一下约伯记二十七章。
Give you just one example, because we don't have time to read 50 Bible. Impossible.
再给你一个例子，我们也不可能读50多处的这个经文，不可能。
Because every when God talk about joy 200 times.
二十七章。
Talk about faith, you know, 600 times. Love, 800 times. So how can we read? How many times we can read? We cannot. We just read one or two.
太多了，我们只能读一两处。
Joy, 27.
讲到这个喜乐，二十七章，约伯记。
Verse 9.
第九节
8, 9, 10
第八、第九、第十
In Chinese, you read first
不敬虔的人虽然得利神夺取其命的时候还有什么指望吗 患难临到他，神岂能听他的呼求？他岂以全能者为乐，随时求告神呢？
God tell his friend, his friend say, oh, you are sinful, all these things. Job just focus on God.
他的朋友就说，约伯你肯定有这个罪那个罪，但是他却定睛在神。
He says, now when I pray,
他说当我祷告的时候，
at all time,
我不住的祷告，
verse 10,
第十节，
he finds joy in the Almighty.
他却在神那里面，在全能者那里找到。
Job is so painful, he lost the money, lost his children,
约伯他失去了一切，
lost his wife, everybody.
财物啊， 他失去了他的儿子都没了，连太太都对他。
Even his wife tell him, you are nobody now. No, you are no good.
太太都开始嘲笑他。
Everybody abandoned him.
就是所有人都已经背离他了。
In this situation,
在这样一个处境中，
the only thing he can do is
唯有一件事他能做的就是
pray,
祷告
and pray,
祷告
and pray,
祷告
at all time.
就是随时祷告，不住的祷告。
Then he finds joy.
然后他就找到了喜乐。
In the Almighty.
在那个全能者那里
，Almighty, the Greek, the Hebrew,
全能者
the Hebrew original Hebrew is
在希伯来
El Shaddai,
希伯来的这个原文叫做 El Shaddai.
El Shaddai means all satisfying God. God will satisfy me.
El Shaddai 的意思就是他能够满足你，完全。
All loving God, He'll provide.
就是他是个充满爱的这个。
When He used this term.
当用这个词的时候，
means, I trust God will provide. Trust you, God will solve my problem.
信靠神，他会供应我，他会解决我的问题。
He's all loving God.
他是完，他满有慈爱的神。
He delight in the Almighty, not delight in the situation.
他是以全能者为乐，他不是以这个处境为乐。
Not delight in his friends.
不是以他的朋友为乐。
He delights.In God only,
他是以神为乐，只以神为乐。
And pray to God at all.
然后就不住的求告他。
Then he find delight.
然后他就找到喜乐。
He find joy.
他找到喜乐。
You can do that too.
你也可以做到。
Nobody can suffer more.
没有人
except Jesus more than Job.
没有人可以做到像约伯和耶稣那样可以承受那么大的这个痛苦。
And he find joy because
他找到喜乐。
He prayed.
因为他祷告。
The only thing he can do is pray.
因为他唯一能做的就是祷告。
Sometimes in your life, the only thing you can do.
生命中你唯一能做的，有的时候
pray.
就只有祷告了。
You don't have control.
因为你控制不了这些事情。
But when you pray,
当你祷告的时候，
you're close to God.
你就亲近神。
The first thing you feel is.
首先你的感觉就是。
The joy of the spirit.
神就是那个喜乐的这个种子。
Bible always you joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is about joy in the Holy Spirit.
神的国是那个喜乐的灵。
Romans chapter 14:17.
罗马书十四章。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
想着说，神的国不在乎吃喝。
It's a matter of love, joy, peace in the Holy Spirit.
而是在圣灵中的仁爱、喜乐、和平。
And Job practiced it.
约伯他就是这样做的。
In a dire situation, in a difficult
situation, 在一个危险的处境中，
God,
在困难的处境中，他问神啊，你要我怎么做呢？
Sometimes God wants you to
有的时候
be still.
神要让你休息
to know that I'm God.
要让你知道他是神。
Do nothing.
什么都不用做了。
When you do nothing, you do everything.
其实你什么都没做，就等于你什么都能够。
Because you pray,
神让你就可以，神可以为你成。
How can you?
因为你祷告。
How can you rejoice in the tough situation? You the only way you rejoice in the Lord. The only way is pray.
所以在这个在患难中这样一个喜乐呢，唯一能做的就是祷告。
Next time you are not happy, the first thing you do,
你不喜乐，你首先要做的事情就是
pray,
祷告。
And pray.
祷告。
And pray.
祷告。
Not pay to Buddha.
不是像那个佛教的那个菩萨祷告。
Pay to Allah.
或是像那个什么阿拉那个真主祷告。
Pray to the Almighty God.
像那个全能者。
The God who will satisfy you.
那个神他会让你满足的神。
Hallelujah.
Almighty God is the first name God revealed himself.
全能者呢是他向人启示他自己的时候的首要的第一个名字。
That's in Genesis chapter 15.
在创世纪第十五章里面。
And 17.
还有十七章里面。
He revealed to Abraham.
他向亚伯拉罕显现。
I'm El Shaddai, I'm Almighty God.
我是全能者，我是全能者的神，全能的神。
I'm all loving God. I will provide for you. You just follow me. Trust me.
供应你，你只要跟从我。
That's the first time God revealed His character.
神第一次向人显明他的身份。
I'm all loving God.
我是满有慈爱的神。
And at the same time, and He revealed to Abraham, I'm all not only
亚伯拉罕
El Shaddai, I'm El Elyon means I'm a Most High God too. Most High God.
就是至高的神。
I'm in control of all situations.
我掌控一切。
You don't need to worry, I'm in control.
你不需要担心。
You just pray to me, find joy. I'm in control, I know your situation.
他知道你的处境。
You're under my care even before you were born.
甚至在你出生之前就已经在他的看护之下了。
You think God doesn't know your situation?
所以你会觉得说神不了解你的情况吗？
God knows you more than you know yourself.
神知道你，认得你，多过你了解你自己。
God knows about your life already written in heaven.
知道你的生命中的一切在天上都已经写好了。
But God warns you.
神却要你。
To as a new mankind, new creation.
做一个新造的人。
With a new power in you,
带着这个神给你的新的能力。
You belong, you're not of this world, you're of kingdom of God.
这个世界，你属于天上的国度。
As a new being, a new creation,
新造的人。
A new family, God's children, you must have a new way to look at things and new way.
需要有新的看见。
New way to live.
要新的。生活
you don't need until wait until heaven you will become joyful. No.
你不会说是到了天上才有喜乐。
God wants you to learn the fruit of the Spirit now to pray.
让你就是结出这个圣灵的果子，现在就可以就靠着祷告去找到你的喜乐。
You pray, joy will come.
你祷告
right away,
喜乐就会来，马上就会来。
If you say, hey Duncan,
你说，哎 Duncan 啊
，I pray, still no joy.
我祷告了，但还没有喜乐。
Then God you to give you the second connection.
神就给你第二个连接。
And Job will tell us chapter 6.
约伯会告诉我们在第六章。
Go to chapter 6.
来，我们看第六章。
Chapter 6,
第六章
verse
10. 第十节。
Chinese verse.
我因没有违背那圣者的言语，就人以此为安慰，在不止息的痛苦中还可踊跃。
It's not because he's joyful. It's not because he has no pain anymore. He said,
喜乐不代表说你一点痛都没了。
My joy in continually pain.
我的喜乐呢，在痛苦中仍然
会继续。Unrelenting means continue.
就是仍然继续。
My body is still sick.
我的身体虽然还在这个病痛中。
But I have not denied the word of the Holy Spirit.
但是我却没有啊，却没有弃绝神的话语，违背那个圣者的言语。
The second thing, you say I'm not happy, still not happy.
所以第二个你说。
And God said,
你说你
okay, because your difficult is really, really tough.
所以你祷告了，仍然没有喜乐。神知道
the second thing you must connect to me.
你的痛苦是很重的。
Is to read the Bible.
所以第二个跟我连接在一起的这个方式呢，就是读圣经。
You have a little joy already when you pray. Because
你祷告的时候
God promise when you pray, you connect to Him, your joy will be improved.
神应许你，你跟他连接在一起，你的喜乐会不断的升级。
And Celine asks, I want more joy.
啊 ，Celine 就问了，那我要更多喜乐怎么办呢？你可以做到的。
Double down, break God's word.
就是两个连接，这个第二个连接就是读神的话语。
Right? If
是不是呢
？Now when you charge your phone, now
就是你充电
there's called supercharger
充电，你知道有个充电叫做快充。
I used to 2-3 hours. Now with the supercharger, you have an hour.
平时充电的话，大概两三个小时。
You need to supercharge.
快充的话呢，可能就半小时就有了。所以你要读圣经。
Because God's word is God speaking to you.
神的话也是对你说的。
Through the Bible.
通过圣经。
Yes.
And.
而且呢
？Jesus said very clearly.
耶稣说。说得很清楚。
If you remain in me,
如果你连在我里面，在约翰福音第十五章里面说的
，My words,
我的话语
，also remain in you,
就藏在你里面。
When you say,
当你说
，I'm the one, you are the branches, remain in me. It means remain in me means remain in God's word.
藏在我里面，其实藏在神的话语里面。
God wants you to use the Bible. God give you the Bible is for you.
神给你圣经呢，是要让你去连接他的。
But some people,
但有些人呢
they cannot read the Bible. Well, in the old days, the farmers only know nothing. They are illiterate, so they don't understand.
早期的那个以前的古代的时候，那他们那些人，他们是农夫，他们是没办法读书，他们因为是文盲。
They just pray.
他们就祷告，只能祷告。
So you come.
但仍然喜乐会来。
When you read the Bible,
但你当你读神的话语
，When you remain in God's word,
当你连接在神的话语里面
，More love, joy, peace will come.
更多的仁爱、喜乐、和平会来。
Remember Paul talking about when you're in trouble, you pray.
但是当你在患难中的时候，你祷告
，Do not worry.
不要惧怕。
The peace of God,
这个神的平安。
Which transcends all understanding,
就会出乎你的意料，超乎以前。
Keep your heart,
会保守
in peace,
你的心怀意念，带给你平安。
That's in Philippians chapter 4,
这在腓立比书第四章。
When you pray, and the peace of God will come to you,
祷告的时候，神的平安会临到你。
Then you feel peaceful when you pray. Not only peaceful,
平安
you feel joy.
不只是平安，你还有喜乐。
And also you feel love too.
啊，你也感觉到爱。
If you read the Bible even more,
如果你读圣经，更多的读圣经。
If you spend time even more,
如果你更多的花时间去读。
If you connect to God all the time, you have a much more.
常常连到神里面的话，你会有更多。
You don't have worry.
你就没有忧虑了。
You don't go to a psychologist.
你不需要去见那个心理咨询。
I'm sorry if anyone is psychologist.
对不起，如果你没有去见心理医生。
You don't need to, you know, go look at your bank account.
你也不要去看你的银行账户有多少钱。
Because sometimes you lose money.
有的时候你会
There's no security.
赔钱。
True.
这是做生意没保障的。
You don't talk to people.
你也不需要对人。
Because they're only human being.
不需要对人说这些事，因为他们
只是。
因为他们只是人，他们也会犯错。
They tell you invest something,
所以你投资了什么
？You lose money.
你赔钱。
For sure.
You said this is my brother.
你们说这是我兄弟呀、啊。
But the brother is still imperfect.
但是兄弟也难免会犯错。
We're not God. That's why we
是神啊。
We don't focus on money because
所以我们不定睛在钱上。
You cannot serve two masters. You just focus on God. God give you enough.
服侍两个主，你要服侍神。
Because the Holy Spirit in you, all this love, joy, peace, patience, kindness is all permanent in you. All you need to do is pray.
在你里面呢是
and read the Bible
是永恒的
and trust.
祷告读圣经信靠
You can turn the day around.
然后你就可以整个世界你就可以翻转过来了。
Every time if you have problem, you just pray.
你有麻烦的时候
，because the purpose of problem is for you to pray.
因为这些问题发生在你身上，就是让你去祷告的。
Push you to read God's word.
是推动你去信靠神，读神的话。
And let you rely on God.
让你去
not rely on the world.
信靠他，不是依靠这个世界。
Then you read instead of look at the YouTube, read the newspaper or other thing.
让你去读神的话语，不是去看 YouTube.
What a soap opera or something?
看什么那个什么肥皂剧
？Or TVB?
什么 TVB? 电视剧那些东西。
So God wants you to connect to Him
神要让你去
all the time. Remain. Once you connect, remain. If you don't remain, it's no charge. When you put your charger on the outlet.You pull out away, that's no use.
如果你手机就放在那里面，你并没有插上去，那一点用都没有。
You keep it there.
你要连到这个插座上。
Until you fully charged.
直到你充满。
Until you
直到你
feel hey.
感觉到 hey.
Love, joy, peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
This is not from the world.
这不是世界上用的。
That's transcend understanding.
这是超乎你想象的。
Means beyond your understanding.
是超过你能够想。
And mean you don't need to understand.
你不需要明白。
You just need to do it.
你就去做。
Because that is from God.
因为那个是从神来的。
From people, they try to make you understand.
是人的话，他会想要说让你要。
Psychology try to make you understand.
这个心理学也是想要让你明白。
You can focus on this, you know you'll be better.
他说你要去定睛在这个
东
西，你就会做得更好。
This,
为什么呢？
This is a cheerful color. This is a bright color. The color will make you happy.
因为这个是颜色，这个颜色的很亮，它会让你很开心。
Some say look at something. Look at the painting.
看这个画。
Or listen to the music.
或者听听音乐。
All kind of devices.
就是各种各样的这个啊、
no.
这些设施会让你。
This is temporary. God.
神说不。
Holy Spirit.
这都是暂时的。
In you is permanent, eternal.
神的灵在你里面才是永恒的。
It's abundant.
而且是丰盛的。
You can choose it.
你可以选择。
Why you are not happy?
为什么你
？Why you don't feel love？
为什么你感觉不到爱呢
？Why don't have peace？
为什么你没有
？It's not because God is not there。
不是因为神不在那里。
It's because you don't feel it。
因不是说你感觉不到。
But God's still there。
但是神在那里。
You don't feel it？
你感觉不到。
Holy Spirit still in you。
圣灵仍在你里面。
You need to choose it。
你要选择相信。
You need to stop everything。
你应该停下其他的一切事情。
Ask first God.
首先求问神。
How do you want me to deal with this?
我应该怎样应付这样的处境呢
？Easy. The first answer.
很简单。
Jesus said is pray first.
第一个就是耶稣说祷告。
You have love, joy, peace.
然后你就有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Because it's from above, from the Holy Spirit.
因为这个是从天上来的。
You don't need to understand.
圣灵而来，你不需要明白，你
you just do.
你就去做。
If you want more,
如果你想要更多
，God is very happy.
神会。很开心，你有这样的。
You read the Bible too.
要求。
You go to the AI. You go to the AI to find out joy, and the AI tells you that's a 100 verses on joy.
如果你去 AI，
then will you read them all?
关于这个喜乐的话。
I say congratulations. You read them all means you full of joy.
AI 会给你100多处关于这个喜乐的经文，那你就读。
Love 600 times, or then you read it, or 600 times. You spend 2 hours, but instead of YouTube, you spend 2 hours looking at love.
160多处。
From God.
对啊，你就好过你去在 YouTube 上去搜索。
How can you don't feel love?
如果你不是这样的话，你怎么能找到？
It's your choice.
这是你的选择。
Don't tell me you are not happy. It's your choice.
这不能告诉我说你没有这样的一个。
Jesus said, "Don't tell me you are dry up.
你得要
I'm the wine. Connect to me.
我是葡萄树，你得要连在我里面。
My joy is eternal.
我的喜乐是永。
My joy is permanent.
我的喜乐是永久。
It's in you.
在你里面
you are the new creation.
你是新造的人
All you need to do connect to me.
你需要做的就是连在我里面
The world's joy is temporary.
这个世界的喜乐是暂时的不会有
My joy even you don't feel it.
我的喜乐
Still there.
你即使感觉不到
You just need to connect.
你只需要连上
Not only connect remain there.
不只是连上你要留在那个上面
That's why the whole
藏在它里面
Some people I pray once a day.
这就为什么有些人说我一天祷告一次
That's why you're not happy.
这为什么呢？你还不没有这个喜乐
？Some people they I read the Bible every day. I every 2 days I read once.
每天就是啊、每隔一天读一次。
And that's why you feel miserable.
这是为什么你还在困境中
？Then the whole week you come to the church.
在一个星期你来一次
教会。You never talk to other brothers and sisters.
你也不跟其他弟兄姐妹啊交谈。
How can you have love?
那你怎么感觉
？How can you have fellowship?
你怎么会
？How can you feel you are in the kingdom of God? You are a new family.
你怎么样在这个
？How can you feel the Holy Spirit?
家里面感觉到这个圣灵呢
？It's a matter of choice.
这是该你的选择。
You can choose not to.
你可以选择不去。
At the same time, you can choose to. You can choose.
你也可以选择去行。
At every moment, God wants you to choose.
每一个
时
刻，神都要让你去选择，选择他。
Choose the eternal.
选择这个永恒的。
Eternal joy, love, peace, patience, kindness. Because already there.
神在那里。
It's a gift from God.
这个是神给你的礼物。
The non-Christian, they don't have it. If not children of God.
非基督徒那些不是神的儿女。
If you don't belong to God, you don't have it.
如果你不是属于神的话，你是没有这些的。
Money cannot buy.
这是钱也买不到的。
I know, you know, some people say if,
我知道有些人说
if you can sell love, joy, peace, no people will line up.
你可以卖仁爱、喜乐、和平的话，那人都会排队。
You open the store, you know, I'm selling love, joy, peace.
你开一家店，说我卖这个仁爱、喜乐、和平。
I tell you, you line up all the way to downtown.
外面会一直排队排到 downtown.
Unfortunately, this is from God. That is not for sale.
可惜这个是从神而来，不是卖能买得到的。
Only trust God.
只有信靠神。
Connect to God.
连到神了。
When you have time, when you go home, read John 15.
有时间的话，你就读这个约翰福音十五章整章。
You must read God's word.
你得要读神的话语。
It means you're in the wine.
这个它里面讲的就是你要连在葡萄树上。
When you pray, you must read God's word because prayer without God's word is dangerous.
这个祷告呢，其实也是要跟神的话语连到一起。如果你祷告没有神的话呢，也其实也是危险的。
When you pray, you know, out of your own desire,
因为你祷告就会
your selfish desire,
会用你的自我的这个欲望去祷告。
And you don't know, you did not ask God how do you want me to deal with this. You just tell yourself, how do I deal with this? I want this. God gave it to me.
因为你不会去问神我应该怎么做，你就会说哇，这是我想要的，神啊，你把这给我。
But God said, I won't give you a stone.
但神说
if you ask for a stone.
不会给你石头，你要求这个石头，我不会给你石头。
That's why prayer is dangerous. Because if you pray the wrong prayer,
祷告如果你是错误的祷告的话
，God cannot answer.
其实是危险的，神不会回应你。
That's why prayer is a request. God has the right to grant or refuse.
所以神呢，他也可以拒绝，他也可以给你赐。
Because we always pray the wrong prayer.
因为我们常常会有错误的祷告。
But when you pray, ask God for to give you joy, that is God's will.
给你喜乐
，it's okay. But if you pray, you want to win the 649, I tell you have no chance.
但是如果你要祷告的时候，我要中彩票中奖
，no chance.
那是不可能。
That's why prayer is
就为什么
is based on God's word.
祷告是。要按神的话
you must remain in God's word. Remain in the right prayer.
你要连到这个祷告。
Finally,
最后呢
trust God's word and obey God.
信靠神的话语，顺服他。
When you obey God,
当你顺服他。
When you do God, do what the Bible says.
当你按照神的话语去说去做
，then the Bible said,
圣灵
you are blessed.
你会蒙福。
If you do.
如果你去行
You are wise man
你是聪明的
You are blessed
你会蒙福
You are more joy
你会有更多喜乐
Means
意思就是
When you have situation
当你在一个处境中
How do I want me to deal with this
神啊你要我怎么去应对呢
You need the Bible to guide you
你需要圣经来引导你
You need to read the Bible
你需要读圣经
You need to pray
你需要祷告
You need to obey
你需要顺服
But the most important thing is,
最重要的是
God knows,
神知道
sometimes we are new Christian.
我们作为新造的人
God just wants you to pray first.
神就是要让你先祷告
And read a little bit Bible first.
读一点圣经
Just do a little bit first.
读一点先做一点
Then it's a process, then you grow, then your faith grow, and your love grow, everything grows.
然后你就慢慢的会成长，这是一个过程
In your lifetime, you grow.
在你的属灵生命中，你就不断的成长。
Then you become strong.
然后你就更强壮。
The situation come.
那问题来了，
You still have love, joy, peace.
你仍然有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
That's beyond understanding.
但是超乎你能够想
象。Because God empower you, the Holy Spirit is the power.
因为是圣灵，他使你有这个力量。
To empower you,
来
to live this Christian
life, 给你力量，坚固你。
Rejoice in the Lord.
你就可以在主里面有喜乐。
Rejoice in your trouble because God is there. 在
处境中仍然有这个喜乐。
Rejoice because God loves you more than you love yourself. You choose God, basically.
你选择神。
Then you choose love, joy, peace.
然后你就选择了仁爱、喜乐。
It's your choice. Don't tell me, you know, I don't have it. No, I wait. I wait, you know, in the coffee shop. God give me joy.
你不会说我在咖啡店里面等啊等啊，等着神给我喜乐。
You can choose it.
但是你可以有选择。
At this moment,
在这个时候
，You can choose it all day.
你可以整天你都可以做同样的。
Actually, God wants you to choose it all the time.
神要让你常常做这样正确的选择
Then your life will be blessed.
这样你的人生就蒙福了
Your life will be like a Christian imitate Christ.
生命就会是像基督一样
Because Jesus always asks God
耶稣常常求问神
Here I am, I come to do your will
我来了要完成你的旨意
Jesus pray, Jesus read the Bible, Jesus obey God
读圣经
That's your calling.
按神的话语去行。
It's not your job. Your job could be somewhere different. Your calling is the same. Everybody is called by God to do something for God.
每个人都是被神呼召去为神做。
Because Bible said you are God's workmanship.
为神做一些事。
You are God's workmanship.
God is.
God's workmanship.
Workmanship. 就是我们每个人都是神手上的工作。
Created in Jesus Christ,
是按照这个耶稣基督这个
good work,
去做这个美好的事
，which He prepared for us.
他是预备我们
in advance.
就提前就已经预备我们
But already prepared. Each of you have a calling to do something for Him. For Paul, he wanted to be a missionary.
去为神做一些事
To create a missionary organization to send mission.
做一个去
to send missionary
去宣教。
That's his calling.
所以这个是他的呼召。
For Celine,
对 Celine,
her calling is bring some people to Christ.
带人到基督那里。
Still the same, save some people.
同样的，是能够使人得着救恩。
But all of us has a calling.
我们每个人都有神的呼召。
To remain in the one.
就是。至少大家都有个共同的，就是常常
constantly connect to God，
连在主里面。
Regardless of the situation，
无论是怎样什么
，That's why all things work together for the good。
万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We are called to be in Christ。
我们是按神的旨意被召的，来连到基督里面。
Connect，
连接。
Choose to connect。
是选择去
your choice is not something you cannot control something you can control to choose
就是你能够控制的就是你去选择
to be in him
连到他那里
then your life will be full of the power of the Holy Spirit love, joy, peace, patience, kindness
充满了圣灵的力量仁爱、喜乐、和平
the more you do it the less
你做的越多
the less you are worried
你就越少这个忧郁
you have full of joy,
你却充满了喜乐
like Jesus, full of joy.
就像耶稣一样
Your name is written in heaven, you should be
你的名已经写在天上了
That's the most important thing The big picture your name
最重要的是就是你的一个最大的一个画面你要看到的就是
you should be joyful.
你的名写在天上
Luke chapter, 你的喜乐 Luke chapter 10, 20.
路加福音第十章第二十节
Be joyful because your name is written in heaven
你们要喜乐因为你的名写在天上
You are saved
你已经得
救了 You are new humanity.
你是新造的
You are God's children.
你是神的儿女
God bless everybody.
神祝福大家
Amen.
Amen.